Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Over, baby, she's over. I'm ready for you. I decided
sipping on. I stood around, I do it big, I shut it down. I wonder if you'd be able to handle me. Mental pictures, no cameras, please.
Could I get rich or die trying? I did it to luck, sucker trying to stop my shine. Nothing matters but the music. Music my first love. We paper chasing, I'm always coming in first, cuz I'm built for it, see I'm better under pressure. I react like a maniac when I'm coming to get you. I got to win, and watching, Dre watching, my son watching. That losing ain't an option, I'm sharp, I'm on point. Staying from my ballpoint, pouring out my pain. I'm back on my A game, I'm focused. For me, this is just another victory accepted. I'm stronger than the ops now, mentally.
Right there, your hip hop informer, that dude T.M. Hamid, coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. It's Monday, November 19th, 2012. 9/11 in my city, 8/11 in Tennessee. Where are you? Hey, we want your comments, your feedback tonight. Hit us up, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. I'm holding it down because the topic, you know, I feel a little strong about tonight. So, you know, the ladies are chilling. And we're going to go in on this. Now, I just want you to put yourself in this situation, you know, male or female. But I'm really talking to the dudes tonight because I already know how the females feel about it. So specifically military. Now, the one thing about it, I've never been in the military, so I can't speak. I don't have that perspective. But I, clearly, male. And I would be lying my teeth off to say that I have not cheated. Now, I can't say that I've had an affair because I've never been married. Ha! But the point is tonight, you know, I'd like to discuss, it's his personal matter. You know, how has it really impacted the country? And why are we so involved in this particular situation? I personally think we like sensationalism. I think we like sensationalism. I think we like drama as a country. And so this is sensational. You know, this is the fall of another powerful person. But so let me just lay out what I get. I get the fact that he could have, he has the potential, or he is now viewed as someone who has the potential to let trade secrets out. You know, and clearly, you know, he was stupid in this situation. You know, clearly he was dumb. Some are saying if he was naive enough to allow, you know, Miss Paula, you know, to come all up in his business, get all in, you know, like she's promoting, and acquire so much information, and then she publish it. What keeps people from coming in and, you know, like from a terrorism perspective? You know, he's putting the United States at risk. I get that. So for those who do not know what the hell I'm talking about, or you don't really even know what the big deal is, I'm taking some time tonight to put it in perspective for you because I really, really want us to get out of people's business. I really do. I really need us to get out of people's business. What we really don't do on this program is we don't bash people. We bash issues. And so I don't think General David Petraeus should be bashed the way that he's being bashed. Me personally, I don't feel as if he should have resigned from his job as director of the CIA. So who is General David Petraeus? Listen. David Howell Petraeus, born November 7th, 1952, is a retired American military officer and public official. Now, he's a decorated general, and I'll expound shortly. And so my whole point, and I just want to justify my perspective at the top, I don't think that he should have resigned from his job, because I think just like humans do, even when you are in high-level positions, I think he made a mistake. You know, I think he made a bad decision. I think he was, as older people would describe, as smitten. And unfortunately, when you are smitten, even as a decorated general, you kind of lose yourself a little bit. So I think he lost himself. I think he is still the retired general. I'm going to tell you about all of his awards here shortly, you know, along with the fact that, come on, this man has fought battles. This man has led battles. This man, you know, led our troops, you know, out of the war in Afghanistan, you know, or actually led them into, excuse me, he led them into the war in Afghanistan, and we're still there. But he was a part of, you know, Operation Desert Storm. You know, he was a part of the Iraq War. You know, he was a part of a whole bunch of stuff, and I think we allow the sensationalism of a freaking affair for someone she was married to. She was married to. You're not even hearing about her situation as far as being married and the fact that, you know, she had a husband. Guess what? Because she's not that, you know, important at the end of the day. The question tonight, the question is, one, why do we really care about this? But should he have resigned, or do you feel he did the right thing? Again, who are we talking about? General David Petraeus, a retired military officer, public official. He served as the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA. He got that job back September 6, 2011, until he resigned last week, November the 9th. You know, prior to assuming the directorship of the CIA, General Petraeus, come on, my friends, he was a highly decorated four-star general, serving over 37 years in the United States Army. You know, he's a big deal. He had defense, you know, distinguished medals. He has four of those. You know, he has three Army Distinguished Service Medals. You know, he has two Superior Service Medals and a couple bronze medals as well. Excuse me, a couple of bronze medals. This man is more than a Paula Bradwell affair. He's more than, you know, Jill Kelly. They're saying that Jill Kelly, you know, never had an affair with General Petraeus. But I can tell you, let me tell you, like I heard it here, and I'm in Tampa, but where Jill Kelly lives, right off of Bayshore. Who is Jill Kelly? We'll talk about this a little more in depth as we proceed. But tonight, the question is, should General Davis Petraeus, should he have resigned? Or should he have stayed right in his position, maybe took a sabbatical, took some time off, but kept right on leading the country, protecting us? There had never been any issues under his leadership. You know, I commend the man. I commend him for stepping down to deflect the spotlight away from government and Washington at that particular time. So, okay, I get that. Yes, he should have resigned when it comes to that. But that's why I think he should have taken a break. I don't think he should have left his capacity. I got to say this because, you know, I just got to say this. Over a piece of ass, he shouldn't have resigned. I wouldn't have cared what you Americans thought. You know, if there was something in my contract that I breached, you know, okay, you got me. But I would not have resigned just for the sake of what you all feel about me or what you would say about me, because you're going to talk about people anyway. You're going to talk about me whether I was a good director of the CIA. You're going to talk about me whether I was a bad director of the CIA or whether I was sleeping around. You're going to talk about me regardless. I don't know. I know I'm liberal, but let me help you. I am very I have morals and I have values. And by no means am I saying that having an affair is right by no means am I saying that he's right for anything that he has done. He's wrong. He's married. He cheated on his wife. Although I also got to say this, if you have been following this thing, you've seen the picture of his wife. And so, unfortunately, somebody's just on the wrong side of love. I kind of understand why he cheated. We'll be right back. See you on the line.
Well, you, when I needed a friend, thought I could be strong, never knew I'd be so wrong. A heartbreaker, most of my life. Suddenly you're changed, the moment you left me.
I'm on Radio Live, Melody Fiona, Wrong Side of a Love Song. You are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio. I'm your hip-hop informer, that being T.M. Hyman. It's 9:24. Welcome to the show. Tonight, we are talking about General David Petraeus. Who is General Petraeus? He's been all in the news. I mean, you cannot turn on a news channel and not hear something about General Petraeus, all over the newspapers. And what is the big deal? The bottom line is he is a four-star general. He was the director of the CIA, and he pretty much got busted in an affair. And ultimately, the FBI searched his Gmail accounts, and busted. Emails back and forth. How he was busted, again, FBI started to do an investigation. What started the investigation, a married woman here in Tampa was getting harassing emails from one Paula Bradwell. Who is Paula Bradwell? Paula Bradwell was authorized to do a biography, meaning to write, you know, memoirs or to write a book about who General Davis Petraeus was, David Petraeus was. She was authorized to write a book. The book was published last week, the book was made available a couple of weeks ago, which created a firestorm in the media. So Ms. Bradwell, who was the biographer, started to harass one Jill Kelly. Now, Jill Kelly, again, is a woman here in Tampa who's married to a doctor. Ms. Kelly has a sister who looks just like her. I believe they are twins. And they have this thing for important people. They have been seen everywhere. They have emails going back and forth from, I believe, the mayor of Tampa all the way up to those of the likes of General Petraeus. I understand that there have been, you know, visits to the White House. There's a whole bunch of correspondence that links dots to important people. You see the news reports. You've read the stories. And if you hadn't, I challenge you, just Google. Google one Jill Kelly, Google one Paula Bradwell, and you may even want to Google General David Petraeus. My point tonight, and again, I'm holding a show down, you know, solo, because I really feel strongly about this. We need to get our lives. What did I say? We need to get our lives. We need to find our lives, and we need to, like, get in our own lives and get out of other people's lives. Because the reality is, you know, General Petraeus was doing a job for us. He was doing a job. What General Petraeus does with Miss Holly at home is between Holly and David. Because I want you to put yourself in General Petraeus' shoes. I'm not even married. And I'm not thinking this way because I'm a single man. I'm looking at what's right and what's wrong. I'm looking at what me and you, what we all do as taxpayers. We pay General Petraeus to do a job as a taxpayer. We do not dictate what General Petraeus does at home and in his personal life. Now, I understand that he may have kind of, you know, got us into his business when he let Ms. Bradwell into his business and the way she chose to handle it. Because she is talking about government things, and we as the taxpayers, okay, the government is our business. But I think there's a line that one must draw when it comes to trying to dictate and put so much pressure on people publicly, you know, that we influence them personally. I think that there are many of you out there. I can say you, because it doesn't include me. I'm not married. There are many of you that cheat, and you've cheated, and you're cheating right now, and nobody knows. Just because nobody knows doesn't mean it's right. You're standing in the pulpit cheating on your wife. We see you. We see you. We know it. You know? But guess what? Your wife hasn't called the media on you. See, if somebody, you know, pulled the rug from under you, you know, you... You, Mr. Judge, sitting on the bench, handing down sentences. We see you. And I'm here to tell you, you know, this is what I say for General Petraeus. You know, at least, I'm not even going to say that. folks, anytime you point the finger at somebody, you got three fingers coming back at you. I'm not saying General Petraeus was right. I'm saying we need to get out of his business. We'll be back. 9:30. Wow. Just get out of his business. See him on the radio live.
Got to tell her again, and if she wants to, she can just bring a friend. When she give it to me, I'ma kill up like a murderer. Now what's the plan now? Wind it to your gem now. Girl, I'm just saying now, give me yeah now. Oh, you a fan now, tell them how I ran down. So tell your friends how I made you say, ooh, damn, wow.
On the radio live, Sterling Sims, right here inside your Money Monday. It's 9:34 on the East Coast, 6:34 on the West Coast. And tonight we are talking about General David Petraeus. The question is, should he or should he not have resigned due to his affair that was recently exposed in the news through a book that was published by an authorized biographer? The biographer was authorized by General Petraeus. Her name was Paula Bradwell. I believe it's Bradwell. I'll clarify that in a moment. I think it is. I really don't care what her last name is. We know your name is Paula. This is my position tonight, and if you're listening, please feel free. and you are listening, I know this, hit us up, 917-889-3926. And even if you don't want to dial in, if you're just listening tonight and join the program, send us an email. Just give me some perspective. Am I way off base, you know, with my mind your business position? Again, I try very hard not to judge people, because at the end of the day, God is the ultimate judge. However, the things that people do, some of it is so off the wall, it just makes you sit back and think. And it's hard to think and analyze and not judge. But all I'm saying is, in the midst of good, bad, and indifferent, you got to sit back and think about all the stuff that you've done that people just don't know about. And if they knew about it, then what? Would you still feel so high and mighty? That's the only question I'm asking, because typically my experience has been not. You know, I like to think that I'm very open and very honest. And if you ask me, I'm going to be forced to tell you, because that's why you got to be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it. And it, this might hurt your feelings, you know, or it just might shock you, or, you know, it just might make you glad. You know, either way, you got to be prepared for it. But, folks, we live in a country that has seen it all. So I think it's very interesting that we can still be so judgmental, because at the end of the day, this is my perspective, and I could be way off base. And if I am, you know, I love to learn. I have a love for learning. So if I'm off base, educate me. But this Paul is not the first person that General Petraeus has cheated with, but perhaps she will be the last. You know? I mean, all it takes is one real good embarrassment for all of us, you know, who have good sense, who has any wisdom. It one good embarrassment, and then it's done. She may not have been the first, but she will probably be the last. Think about all of the things that you've done that would be totally embarrassing for you if anybody else knew, that no one knows about. Think about it. No, that's not a rhetorical question. Think about it for real. I'm not going to ask you to answer it, but think about it. Now, think about all of the stuff that has been in the news. Think about all of the stuff that we do know and the people that we do know it about. I got to go back to the priests and the clergy, because at one point they were all in the news. Did any of those people resign? Did any of those people feel the kind of pressure that we put on General Petraeus to resign from those positions? I'm going to tell you no. They were put into other places within the church so that they wouldn't bring so much attention. You don't have to. Look, I'm not scared. God is with me. And if God is with me, I'm just not scared. I just think that we need to stop playing and be real, not in areas that benefit us, but be real across the board. And this is just what I like to do. I like to discuss things, put it out there, and leave it right there for people to do whatever they want to do with, because I already know. I ain't trying to convince you. I just wanted to share. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. It's 9:39. I love the fact that this country has given President Barack Obama 4 more years. The president said that he heard us on election day, and he is willing to make the necessary changes. We have got to hold our president accountable, but we also have to help our president. I think he understands, and clearly we as Americans understand. But we got to help our president as best we can. And it starts with education. Stop being so stupid. Stop acting so stupid. Stop doing stupid things with stupid people. If you want more, you got to do more. And at the end of the day, if you don't want anything, stop bringing other people down. Stop hating on people. Stop trying to make people feel bad for trying to get ahead. if you don't want anything good. But listen, get out of our way. We're moving forward. TM Hamza Radio. We'll be back. Chris Brown.
Too much light in this window. Don't wake me up. Only coffee, no sugar. Inside my cup. If I wake and you're here still, give me a kiss. I wasn't finished dreaming about your lips. Don't wake me up, oh. Don't wake me up, oh. Don't wake me up, oh. Don't wake me up. Don't wake.
That important. Why is it that important? It's important because people like sensationalism, people like to see, you know, the rise, but probably more so the fall of people that have risen. You know, it's interesting. You know, again, it's a bunch of sensationalism, in my opinion, that we need to be careful of, because at the end of the day, think about the spotlight being turned in your direction. I'm going to pause on that. Moment of silence, everybody. The spotlight is in your direction. What are we going to see that will embarrass you? You know, I mean, we always have to and should consider someone else's human reactions, human reasoning behind things. You know, everything is not as sensational or as wicked or as good or as crazy as the media always makes it seem. You know, you have to be able to look beyond what you're being shown, because clearly you're not being shown everything. In any situation, you're not being shown everything. That's why you have to have some type of, I call it discernment, but not just discernment. You know, you have to be able to ask the right questions, make the right observations to determine what's going on. You know, you have to be accountable for yourself. I just think that it's crazy, and I don't want to at all confuse being accountable, the statement about being accountable for yourself, with the general portrayed situation, because the comment wasn't necessarily connected. But again, General Petraeus, in my opinion, made a mistake when he let Ms. Paula Bradwell have so much access, and just the relationship in general was just over the top, you know, out of line, just over the top, out of line. And, you know, the FBI, you know, stumbled onto their relationship after tracking anonymous emails that Bradwell had allegedly sent to Ms. Jill Kelly, who, again, is right here in Tampa, warning Kelly to stay away from General Petraeus and Afghanistan War Commander General John Allen. This was Ms. Broadwell's email to Jill Kelly. Now, Kelly served as sort of an unpaid, you know, social liaison for Central Command. Now, understand this. Again, I repeat, Ms. Jill Kelly served as, you know, somewhat of an unpaid social liaison for the General Command. Now, General Petraeus was over the since he was commander over the United States Central Command Center from October 31st, 2008 to June 30th, 2010. Again, he was the commander of the United States Central Command. That was before becoming the commander of the International Security Assistance Force, which he served from June 2010 to July 2011. That was before he became the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, which is the CIA, in which he served again from September 2011 until last week, November 2012, when he resigned for having the affair with Paula Bradwell. Now, I just want to say this. People make mistakes. People do things that they regret. I believe this is something that General Petraeus regrets. What we cannot do is allow a bad decision to overpower a man's awards. He has four, again, distinguished service medals, three distinguished service medals from the Army, the first four from the Defense Department. He has numerous other awards, including, you know, a Superior Service Medal from the Defense Department, two of those, bronze medals. When it comes to academia, you know, General Petraeus, you know, he served at the United States Military Academy. He went to Ranger School. He went to United States Army Command and General Staff College. And he actually went to Princeton University. A bad decision does not overpower one's accomplishments, you know, and man, just the service over 37 years that he served before he did any of that agency stuff, he actually served in the military for 37 years. That was from 1974 to 2011. He served in the military. I trust General Petraeus with making a decision on my behalf more than I can trust most of the clergy in the United States. That is what I will say. Why do I say that? Because we put so much pressure on General Petraeus to resign because of the spotlight. Again, when you have people who have stolen money that are still standing in positions, people who have been brought up on charges with molestation, with little boys, they're still in position. Get out of here. He's a four-star general. We should get out of his business because on your job, ask yourself this question. And I'm going to take a break and come right back. And if you have any comments, we are open, 917-889-3926. Go back and check the podcast if you are just tuning in. Just perspective tonight. I've been kind of holding it down, but this is just my venting period. You know, I've had a couple of conversations, and I get it. You know, he's the head of the CIA. If he can't keep an affair secret, you know, how can he keep the business of the United States secret? I'll say this. Nothing, you know, well, I'm not going to say anything because it's not true. Anyway, I understand the point. I didn't want to argue that. I understand the point. We'll be right back. It's 9:51. Hip hop is one. TMI Race Live.
bad. My chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad, better, better than dirt. My chick bad, better, better than dirt. My chick bad, better, better than dirt. My chick bad, better, better than dirt.
I'm saying my chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad, badder than yours. My chick do stuff that I can't even put in words. Her swagger don't stop, her body won't quit. So pull pipe down, you ain't talking about shit. My chick bad, tell me if you seen her. She always bring the racket like Venus and Serena. All white top, all white belt, and all white jeans, body looking like milk. No time for games, she's full grown.
General Petraeus for a minute was walking around talking about my chick bad, my chick. Hey, not no more, General. Hey, sorry. I'm sorry. T.M. Hyman, your hip-hop informer. It is 9:56 on my end. Got like 3 minutes left in the show. Tonight's topic, hey, I've been riding by myself, and I had a good time pretty much. I think I got it all out. You know, we've been talking about the controversy surrounding General Petraeus, his personal matter, and how it has really impacted the country. You know, is his personal matter our business or not? You know, should he have resigned or not? I can't really say, you know, whether he should have resigned or not. I don't feel like he should have resigned. The perspectives, the opinions of everyone has me open. I understand how people feel about it. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, my perspective is this. You know, everyone has a job, and then everyone has a personal life. If your job started to rate you and put pressure on you, whether they wanted you as an employee or not, based on the things that went on at home, I think it'll be a problem. But it would do one of two things. It would either correct the behavior that many of us distribute at home, which is inappropriate and unacceptable, you know, and clean us up at work, or it would cause many of us to be unemployed because our personal lives are in shambles, but no one knows about it. See, just because no one knows about it doesn't make it right. And all I'm saying is what's good for us is good for General Petraeus. What's good for us is good for Bill Clinton. What's good for us is good for President Obama and Mitt Romney, you know, and these athletes and these celebrities. You know, just because you think you know them, guess what? They don't owe us anything. As long as they're doing their jobs, that's really all that matters. Again, General David Petraeus is a four-star general. You know, he has served in the military. You know, he served in the military for a lot of years. You know, and you can't let one decision impact that. Not just to serve in the military, but to come out and serve. You know, in other areas. Thanks for letting me get it all out. Might have been a rant, a ramble, you know, to some people. But again, got it all out. Check us back Wednesday, 9 p.m., where we're going to talk about President Obama's statement, you know, after we gave him 4 more years and breaking down a plan to help to hold him accountable. You know, we love you, Mr. President. Well, we are going to hold you accountable. Check me back Wednesday, 9 p.m. Thanks for rocking inside T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Good night. Be safe. And, hey, again, thanks for supporting the show. Good night, everyone.
T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
TM Hyman Live, 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 T